This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
The only thing you could ever question about Tua is his durability. It's not whether he can play. We talked about that all throughout the year going into the draft. I never questioned whether he can play. The only thing I question to this day still is durability. That's the only thing that I worry about with the kid. That's it. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. Even when he struggled with the Rams and then all these things came out, oh, you know, maybe this is too much for him. And, oh, he only played with first rounders and, all, you know, all this kind of crap. You know, it's ridiculous.
You did the rundown of the Rams and their defense against quarterbacks, and the only one that had a decent game was Dak Prescott.
No, and Josh Allen also.
Josh, yes.
Yeah, but again.
But Josh was playing out of his head those first four games.
My point was, it was normal that in half the games against the Rams, the QB struggled.
More than that, four out of six.
Yeah,
they were absolutely destroying the offense.
Right, exactly. So you got to be objective about some of these things. You know, we're objective when they're terrible, and we're going to be objective now when they're good.
You didn't mention during the Arizona game some nice runs.
Yes.
Learning how to slide. The kid didn't take any hits.
Yep.
Threw away the ball. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a more perfect game for a guy playing in his second complete game.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic. Oh, how do you think the Finns will deal with losing Preston Williams to IR? Come on, baby. Let's go. You know what's going to happen? Antonio Callaway is going to be unleashed. He gets activated this week. It's week 10. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
You know what was one that surprised me, though? Them mentioning the fact that Howard had been a three games in a row scratch.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Not even – bro, well, I knew that he wasn't getting in the game and obviously wasn't effective, but the fact that, dude, you don't even get to wear your uniform. Just stay home.
No,
that's an indictment, bro.
That's
an indictment, man.
That's why he's pissed.
You're talking about a guy that gained, what, 1,300 yards with the Bears, had two back-to-backs. Philly, he had his flashes, wasn't as consistent. But, you know, the guy right out the blocks is a rookie, man, gained 1,300 yards.
Yeah, Antonio Callaway, my man. That is my answer. I think they're going to add him now to the mix. Obviously, they'll try and use some of the young guys and see if they can, you know, include him in there. Jakeem Grant, I think, will play a slightly bigger role. They might try to find him in a couple plays, but this is a great opportunity right now for Antonio Callaway. And remember last week I told you that Preston Williams needed to, like, play with, like, a fire in his ass? He was playing with that last week. He was catching everything in sight. Didn't drop anything last week. So he needs to hopefully get healthy in a couple weeks. He's on the IR now, so at least he's gone for 3 weeks. Whenever he does come back, he needs to play lights out. Well, it all depends, too, because if Antonio Callaway stinks out the next couple weeks, then they'll bring him back, and he's got no pressure because there's really nobody else that's really going to take his job. But if he wants to actually, you know, keep the job, he better come back and excel big time, because Callaway now will get an opportunity over the next couple of weeks. And he adds a little different dimension because Callaway plays on the outside just like Preston, except the difference is he can actually blow the top off the defense. Really, Antonio's issue is that he's got to have his head screwed on right. That's what his problem is. It's not that he can't play. It's not that he lacks the talent. It's not that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He knows what needs to get done. He's got that talent. So it's really up to him now, okay? The Dolphins have done everything they can possibly do. They helped him rehab. They helped him get ready for the season. I'm sure they've coached him up. He now has an opportunity. Not only is he going to come in, but he's got an opportunity. The door is wide open for him to try to start over the next couple of weeks if he shows up this week and plays well and is the good soldier. If he does all of that, listen, as a Dolphin fan, we can't get mad. We got to be happy about it. If you're Preston Williams, you're a little frustrated with that. You know, that's where it becomes a little bit of a concern for you. So there you go. Antonio Callaway is the guy that I think they will fill in nicely. If he brings it, he will definitely do the job for the Miami Dolphins.